I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. I had a boss back in the day when I was a brand new program director who gave me zero feedback. I would ask and he would say, if you did something wrong, I'd tell you. I'm not sure now, after so many years, if I appreciated that. When we're younger and cockier, we may think, wow, look at me, when in reality, we should be mortified that as a green manager, you actually don't have that needed support. I think constructive feedback is paramount to continually being a top performer. I'm not talking about sales. I'm talking about providing the best material or content you can and being open to constructive feedback. Notice I'm not saying constructive criticism. How can you do even better if you don't have anybody coaching you? Some folks excel and need no pushing, but that's not to say I was excelling back then because, like I said, I was brand spanking new. I really needed someone to be my anchor. I've also been bullied before, so there's got to be a happy medium. Here are two examples. I had one person working for me who almost never answered an email from me. If I potentially had a new client or job for them, they were all over it. But when it came to feedback, questions, or even feeding them material to use, it was nada, zip, nothing. It became untenable to the point where I really wanted to let them go, but the client seemed to like them. As soon as the client said they were unhappy, I didn't jump. I said I wanted to let them go. And then the client jumped and said, yes, I agree. And now they are over the moon about their new anchor. Smart move all around. The other example I have is someone I hired at the same time, who immediately owns mistakes, apologizes profusely for the smallest error, and tells me they usually do better. This is the kind of person I lean into because they are so much easier to work with. There's no chasing. Instead, it's like, quote, here I am, mold me. A client complained that they did not get their content from this person, and they emailed repeatedly about how they could improve the situation and how they felt mortified that it even happened. To me, these two scenarios are night and day. Give me the mistakes made, apologetic soul anytime, and I'll show you a happy manager. Remember, this last story is not for air. The next five are free for your podcast or radio station. They are one newscast or as five voicers. Enjoy. It might be fun to take a bite into a fresh snowball, but is it safe? A new report encourages folks to spend more time outside and even swallow ice crystals or make snow cones or frozen treats with fresh snow. Dr. Sarah Crockett of New Hampshire's Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center's idea, anyway. Good thing, as we've been getting slammed with snow lately in places we don't normally see it. But do be careful about the snow you eat and where you get it. Like, steer clear by coal plants or factories. Maybe wait until it's been snowing a while before you catch it. Peanut allergies in kids have dropped by a lot. Back between 1997 and 2010, it quadrupled in the U.S., and now research shows a 43% decline. The guidance back then was to allow children to be exposed to peanuts and eggs when they were toddlers and not before. But then about a decade ago, it became earlier, like during infant years. The risk was down by over 80% instead. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has said since 2017 that earlier is best. America's obesity rate is trending down. Its highest peak was nearly 40% in 2022, but the Gallup National Health and Well-being Index says it's down to 37% this year. The report says that means there are about 7.5 million less obese adults in the country. The report says it could be due to the enormous amount of people on medications like Ozempic or Wegovy. These appetite suppressants can lead to major weight loss. Right now, health insurance does not cover the medications, but competition and lawmakers trying to get them cheaper could help. Ever use melatonin to help you get to sleep? You may want to know about new research showing the supplement may increase the risk of heart failure. A study recently released called Trusted Source says people who were using melatonin for longer than a year were more likely to be diagnosed with heart failure, need to be hospitalized for a heart condition, or die from any cause. The research presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions Trusted Source meeting in New Orleans. Finally, someone says it's okay to gossip. No, not really, but a professor and sociologist at Knox College, Frank McAndrew, says it's like scratching an itch. He tells a news site, good, good, good. We may find it hard to walk away from a juicy story about people socially important to us, and gossiping in a healthy way, or good gossip, is okay if it serves the greater good, like, is there a sex offender nearby, as opposed to bad gossip, which is like spreading lies about a romantic rival. McAndrew says sharing with people you trust probably won't lead to the information being used in a harmful way. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an Earful. It might be fun to take a bite into a fresh snowball, but is it safe? A new report encourages folks to spend more time outside and even swallow ice crystals or make snow cones or frozen treats with fresh snow. Dr. Sarah Crockett of New Hampshire's Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center's idea, anyway. Good thing, as we've been getting slammed with snow lately in places we don't normally see it. But do be careful about the snow you eat and where you get it. Like, steer clear by coal plants or factories, and maybe wait until it's been snowing a while before you catch it. I'm Leslie Lotto. Peanut allergies in kids have dropped by a lot. Back between 1997 and 2010, it quadrupled in the U.S., and now research shows a 43% decline. The guidance back then was to allow children to be exposed to peanuts and eggs when they were toddlers and not before. But then about a decade ago, it became earlier, like during infant years. The risk was down by over 80% instead. I'm Leslie Lotto. America's obesity rate is trending down. Its highest peak was nearly 40% in 2022, but the Gallup National Health and Well-Being Index says it's down to 37% this year. The report says that means there are about 7.5 million less obese adults in the country. The report says it could be due to the enormous amount of people on medications like Ozempic or Wegovy. These appetite suppressants can lead to major weight loss. Right now, health insurance does not cover the medications, but competition and lawmakers trying to get them cheaper could help. I'm Leslie Lotto. Ever use melatonin to help you get to sleep? You may want to know about new research showing the supplement may increase the risk of heart failure. A study recently released called Trusted Source says people who were using melatonin for longer than a year were more likely to be diagnosed with heart failure, need to be hospitalized for a heart condition, or die from any cause. The research presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions Trusted Source meeting in New Orleans. I'm Leslie Lotto. Finally, someone says it's okay to gossip. No, not really. But a professor and sociologist at Knox College, Frank McAndrew, says it's like scratching an itch. He tells a news site, good, good, good. We may find it hard to walk away from a juicy story about people socially important to us. And gossiping in a healthy way, or good gossip, is okay if it serves the greater good. Like, is there a sex offender nearby? As opposed to bad gossip, which is like spreading lies about a romantic rival. McAndrew says sharing with people you trust probably won't lead to the information being used in a harmful way. I'm Leslie Lotto.